I'm definitely a little different now, as we all are every day when we wake up. But did you know that every 7 years, all of your cells have completely regenerated to the point that you're basically a whole new person? So by the time that you had turned 7, you were the first real creation of yourself. By the time you were 14, you were obviously phase 2. And but now, by August 17th, I'm going to be in my phase 3. And am I scared? Yes, of course, because the undeniable risk of having all my own freedoms and all my own liberty is terrifying, and it's also exciting. Of course, it's also exciting. Like, a lot of things in life are terrifying and exciting, like the fact that nothing lasts forever and nobody actually cares about you because everybody only cares about themselves. It's cool, but at the same time, it's like, oh. So, yeah. Lately life has been, very testy. It's really just been testing my fucking patience. Not even my patience, really. Well, yeah, obviously my patience, because I've had to become a more patient person. I have no fucking choice. But also just, like, my morals and, like, my willpower and, like, The more that I spend time with myself and by myself, the more I want to improve myself, because it's like, why would I want to hang out with a shitty person? You know what I mean? And also, you know what's crazy is that your view of the world is like the universe viewing itself. Isn't that crazy? I feel so incredibly heavy with thoughts and feelings that I don't know that speaking into the nothingness is going to help, but I mean, somebody might like to hear it, and I hope that this helps you fall asleep or something, or you feel like you got a great friend to talk to, because you do. You definitely got a friend in me. Yeah. I hate the fact that I still don't have my driver's license. If there's anybody out there that doesn't have their driver's license either, take a shot, because you're not going anywhere. You're not going fucking anywhere. Unless you're going to ride your bike, then you shouldn't. Did you know that you're not allowed to ride your bike drunk? I didn't know that. I really did not know that. I had no idea. But I didn't do that, because you're not allowed to. So, yeah. No daiquiris on the boardwalk. I think that everybody else should have that mindset. And I'm also really, really, really aggressively going to recommend this book to you, because anybody, doesn't matter who you are, this is a really great book. Like, it's called The Mountain Is You by Brianna Wiest. And I listened to it on Audible, like, literally while I was doing the dishes, while I was tanning. It took me a while, because it's a couple hours long. But it just really helped me out. Like, it was just very small things that I learned that I, like, didn't understand before, that she just put into perfect words. So I, like, finally got it. And I was like, wow. Like this. This is what she says in the book. She's like, meditation is not about, like, sitting there and just going, like, and thinking about nothing. That's not the point. The point of meditation is to think about everything that makes you want to rip your fucking hair out of your skull, that makes you want to, like, just throw yourself into a volcano and sit there and do nothing. Because by this practice, you're training your brain to have no fucking reaction. You're training your brain to not cry, like, when you think of your ex. You're training your brain to just be a stoic, like, when you get frustrated, which is the best way that you can be, like, which is literally the best way that you can be. Like, don't let people bother you. Like, obviously you're allowed to have your feelings, but don't let them see it, because they're going to take advantage of that. Like, have your feelings later by yourself, or, like, with somebody that you trust. But yeah, that, they told me about that in the book. And it also, I learned a lot from the end of it yesterday. Like, I want to remember it. Give me 2 seconds. So I studied a little bit. I read, like, the last chapter is really, like, the most, I felt that it was the most, like, poignant of them all. But, like, listening to them all is very important because it gives you, like, the background and the foundation of, like, what she's talking about. So you don't just hear it and you just hear, like, therapy speech and you're like, what the fuck is she talking about? So, basically, she references somebody, I forgot who it was, but she says that, you know, like, your inner person is a real person. It's not, like, it's not like a figment of your imagination. It's not just some, like, some idea, some, like, stupid therapy thing. Like, it's really, like, you were a real person. Like, you need to respect yourself from that point. Like, give yourself the respect that you did not get in the past. And when you get anxious and when you get scared, think of what would comfort your, like, you as a child, and do that for yourself. Like, think about, like, be a good parent to yourself. Be the parent that you did not have. Like, just protect yourself. Like, do things for yourself that makes you happy. Like, and I know it sounds, like, so, like, yeah, obviously, like, do things for yourself. Like, obviously protect yourself. But, like, sometimes you need to hear that. Sometimes you really need to hear that out loud. And sometimes you need to say it. Sometimes you need to say it out loud so you realize, like, how silly it sounds. And then you're like, but wait, that's fucking important. Like, you need to be good to yourself. And because who the fuck else is gonna do it? Who the fuck else is gonna do it? You know what's my new thing? I was my first victim and now I am my last hope. Because this whole book, The Mountain Is You, is about turning your self-sabotage into productivity. Turning your self-sabotage into understanding of yourself and turning it into something positive. And, like, it talks about self-sabotage as a way of your body telling you what you really need. So, like, say that you have a paper you need to get done and then you self-sabotage yourself by procrastinating, just, like, eating chips and watching TV all night. You're like, oh my God, why the fuck did I do that? Like, I knew I needed, and I just hurt myself. But you did that because your body needs to rest. Because you're burnt the fuck out. Because you need to, like, feel like you're, like, you have space to relax. Like, all of your self-sabotage has an underlying meaning. And everything that you invest into yourself will come back to you. And everything that you invest into other people may not come back to you from that person, but it will come back to you. Which is crazy. Which is so crazy. Like, I don't know. Everybody experiences the world in their own way, but, like, every fucking day I wake up and I say, wow. And I say, wow. Like, the infinite complexities and problems and solutions and progressions that we make every fucking moment of every fucking day is incredible. And the fact that I get to be a part of it, the fact that I get to wake up every day and witness it, wow. And that's another, like, I don't know, that's another thing that I feel kind of old, like, when I say it. Like, I thank God I wake up every day, because it's something that you don't usually say, like, when you're, like, 21, but, like, I don't say it because I didn't expect to. I say it because I'm actually so grateful, like, to witness this world that I'm in. Like, to, like to be in 2023 today, like, thank God. I thank God every day. Imagine, like, my personality in the 1950s. I would have been shot. I would have been killed. Like, my husband would have killed me, and he probably would have gotten away with it. Like, it just, like, I don't know how to explain any further, but that's my feelings. And my cousin also told me this one time, and honestly, I don't really listen back to, like, half the podcasts that I post, so I don't know if I said this already, but every time that you want to, that you don't want to do this anymore, that you don't want to wake up anymore, that everything is so fucking heavy and you don't even want to get up, think about all of the beautiful things that you have seen, that you have witnessed, that you have experienced since the last time that you were at your lowest. Since the last time that you were like, oh my God, I can't fucking do this anymore. Think about all the things that you've done since then. And be fucking proud of yourself. Be fucking proud of yourself, because even if people are proud of you, they're going to be too prideful in themselves to tell you. Because I'm the kind of person that says I'm proud of you to strangers, because it took a lot for me to get that. So I give it because I know how much it means. And if nobody told you today, I'm fucking proud of you. But your teeth stink. You need to brush your teeth. Just kidding. I don't know. I just wanted to remind you in case you didn't do it today. Because I know I didn't. Oh, it's only like 11, so it's really not that bad. It's not like I'm going anywhere. So, yeah, guys, as much as you're being proud of yourself, also, like, be stern with yourself, you know? Because you don't need to be you need to be a good cop and a bad cop for yourself. You need to have your discipline, and you need to have your, you know, your support. Because nobody else is going to have the balls to tell you, like, wow, you should really work out. Or, like, wow, you should really, like, change your diet. Or, like, wow, you should really stop drinking or stop smoking. Like, nobody's going to have the balls to tell you that. And also, nobody wants you to do better than you. Like, nobody wants the best for you, maybe other than, like, your parents or your grandparents or something. But, like, you should listen to them, too, only sometimes. But, like, you just got to do shit for yourself. Like, and another thing that she says in this book, people who, like, happy people who are satisfied in life are planners. They plan ahead. So don't spend your time, like, this is another thing. Like, the book made it sound, like, better than when I heard it the first time. But, like, my guidance counselor when I was in middle school, she told me, like, worrying about the past isn't going to do anything for the present. And it didn't make any sense for me, so I didn't stop worrying. I became a worrywart, and I am one of them to this day. But yesterday, in the book, it was saying how your mind does that to you because it's trying to think of all the possible ways to prepare you for failure. Like, every anxiety that you have and every worry that you have is your body trying to protect you. It is literally your mind, like, you were, like, you feel like something is going to happen to you in which that you're not safe. So your mind is thinking about every possible route that could happen so you can be ready. But you're not, like, you know, how to explain this? Your brain and your mind are two different things. Like, your brain wants you to prepare so you'll be ready to protect yourself. But your mind is just, like, worrying about, like, things that are not actually going to protect you. So the next time that you're worrying, I want you to pinpoint the cause of this. Like, I want you to pinpoint why you're scared. And I want you to actually do something for your child self that makes you feel safe. Do something that's going to make you feel like nothing can hurt you. And if you can't, then get out of the situation, because maybe you shouldn't be there. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But yeah. Like, loving yourself and loving the people around you is extremely important. And, you know, by taking care of yourself and disciplining yourself and all this good shit, that's loving yourself. And by loving yourself, you're also loving the people around you, because they're going to see you taking care of yourself and they're going to fucking cry. They're going to be like, wow, look, you know, one small change, like, turns into a big one, you know, like one small thing a day, like fucking, you know, your brain is a muscle. So every time that you change something, that you do something differently, your brain is stretched in a different way. So if you keep stretching it that way, it's going to be flexible that way. If you keep stretching your brain to make you go to the gym, or like make you have tea instead of having a shot at night, your brain is going to get more comfortable again and again. And it's going to want that, because it's going to get comfortable with the effects of that. You know what feels better than having a shot at the end of the night? Like having a sleepy time tea and reading a book and not feeling like you don't know where you are the next morning. Like you wake up and you're like, oh, wow, the birds are chirping. Not like your head is fucking pounding. And like, I like drinking, like, don't get me wrong, but I'm just trying to give you an example. Like, just to do things that are better for you in the long run. Like, while you're planning for your safety, plan for your security. Like, plan for you to be secure in your future. Plan for you to feel like nothing can go wrong in your future. And while this might, like, this ideal, like, don't go too crazy with it, because it will drive you crazy trying to make every single situation safe and completely, perfectly comfortable for you. But, you know, just plan ahead. Like, don't be stupid. Like, if you go somewhere, make sure you got a ride home. Like, fucking take care of yourself. God. Because you know how else you find somebody to love you? Is you take great fucking care of yourself. Because when you take great care of yourself, they see that you can take great care of them too. Nobody wants to be with somebody that fucking doesn't have a bed frame and smells like ass. Sorry. If you don't have a bed frame, it's fine, but you should wipe your ass. Like, that's just kind of, can't really give you a cookie for that. Like, you know, you need to do things that make you look like you have willpower and like you have strength, because people want to be with somebody that they admire. People want to be with somebody that they want to be like. They don't want to be with somebody that's going to drag them down. They want to be with somebody that's going to pull them up. So what are you, you know? Define yourself. You know, love yourself. You're fucking cool. You're so fucking cool. There's nobody on this earth like you. And I can promise you that. I can 100% promise you that. There might be bitches that look like you, that act like you, that have the same, like, similar life experience as you, but there's never going to be anybody on the earth that's exactly like you. And I mean, I've been doing this a lot now lately too, which I did not do before, but God makes a plan for everybody, guys. Like, God put you right where you are so you can do right what you're going to do. And you're not going to know what it is, but you're going to do it. And all of your life experiences and everything that has happened to you leading up to this moment has prepared you for what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and how only you could handle it, because only you were prepped in this way to handle it. Does it make sense? Like, makes sense to me. And also, like, back to the recurring things, like, this is something I saw, like, yeah, like, guys, you can have, you can have things come back into your mind all the time. Like, maybe you did something that you're not proud of, and it comes back into your mind all the time, and it, like, it kind of lingers, like, back there. But, like, are you going to let that bird make a nest in your hair? Or are you just going to let it keep flying? Like, are you going to shoo it away? Like, you know, like, things are always going to, like I said, like I'm saying right now, everything is fucking connected. Like, everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do is going to connect. And, like, on your deathbed, you're going to lay down and be like, wow, like, yeah. But, like, it depends on you. It depends on you. This is another one of the things that's so scary and so exciting. It depends on you, how your life turns out. It depends on where you invest your time, where you invest your energy, and where you put yourself. Because everything is you, like, which is crazy and exciting and terrifying. But, you know, it's you. Every single day, it's you. Couldn't be anybody else. Until it is somebody else, you know? So, yeah. I don't know. I just had a burst of energy and motivation in me this morning, so I thought I would share it. I hope you guys have a great fucking day today. I hope you have a great rest of this month. I hope you have a great year. Talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.